Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to say to you, as I do every week. Let's take one part of my show and during the week and share some ideas with you. And today I want to talk about what was happening after 2008, as that financial crisis that we went through, as it was being resolved in December of 2008, when we were kind of it was kind of looking like we weren't going to collapse, we weren't going to turn into something. It was already ugly, but it wasn't going to get more ugly. I heard people were actually looking over the horizon, thinking, okay, when we come out of this, what's it going to look like? And one of the things I heard was people saying, wait till the startups get going again, the new business startups. They'll end this recession and crank up the economy again. You probably heard that too. Maybe you said that. Well, this maxim caught on previously in all the other recoveries, like after the two in 81 and 83, after the one in 92, and after the one in 2000. The startups did pick up, did take over. They helped out. But the good news was when you started a business, even if you didn't have employees, you created one job. So that was a big deal, right? Well, as I thought about that comment people made about startups and the dynamism of them, I thought about how that entrepreneurial expectation had been true, and even though it had been true in past recoveries, I considered the environment we were entering. Concluded that this recovery, this one, was going to be different. In fact, my 2009 prediction, in my 2009 predictions, perhaps you'll remember, I reckoned that there were going to be fewer startups in this recovery cycle than ever before because based on two conditions that I saw coming. Unfortunately, things got even worse due to two factors that I didn't forecast. Typically, the founding of most Main Street startups are funded initially with access to personal credit and home equity of the founders. The credit cards, the mostly credit cards, I don't know how many, there's a bunch of major companies that you know of right now that I know the founder, and they've told me that in the first year or two or three, they literally operated their startup, which is now a global company. But in the early days, they literally operated on credit cards. But so even though those were and also home equity, my business was started partially on home equity. But I saw problems coming for both of these sources, because one morning in February 2008, months before the financial crisis in September, but with storms rising on the horizon, millions of credit card holders woke up to discover that their card issuer had withdrawn any available credit that they had the day before. If they had gone to bed with a $2,000 available credit with an $8,000 balance, they went to bed thinking they were going to be able to get up the next morning and spend $1,200, up to $1,200, on starting a new business cards and maybe buying a computer or whatever. Well, they woke up the next morning to find in February, one morning about the middle of February, to find that their new credit line was now $800, their balance, not the $2,000 they thought they had. So they had no credit available on their card. And the second thing was that over the next year, the bursting of the real estate mortgage bubble, which was the prime reason for the 2008 financial crisis, resulted in wiping out or significantly reducing the home equity of millions of U.S. households. So their equity that they were going to go to the bank and take out a home equity loan on to start a business to keep their to get the cash flow going, that had collapsed. 20 years earlier, that was part of my equity, home equity was, to help me get my business going. But there were two factors. Those were two factors that I saw coming, and it caused me to forecast not a robust startup environment. But there were two factors I didn't see coming. The first one of those two are the youngest and largest of marketplace participant groups, Gen X and Gen Y, ages 20 to 44. Apparently, according to a Kauffman Foundation study, apparently are not as entrepreneurial as their baby boomer parents were at that age. And the Kauffman Foundation found that 2009 startup activity for those two demographics had declined significantly. The 20 to 40 somethings had not created the startups that their parents had in the same scenario in a generation previously. So apparently the younger kids are not as entrepreneurial for whatever reason. This is Kauffman research, folks. And the second thing I didn't see coming, in my half-century career in my study of the history of the American marketplace, prospective founders of new businesses have never, ever been subjected to the level of anti-business rhetoric and policies from the federal government as they have in the past 7 years. One of the great seminal findings of the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, the GEM, is the direct connection between a country's entrepreneurial vitality and its economic growth. The Great Recession ended in June 2009, but the subsequent U.S. recovery, now well into its sixth year of morbid performance, only 2% growth average, has been stuck in a kind of circular reference where expansion-creating startups aren't happening because of the four entrepreneurship repressing factors that I mentioned earlier. Lack of capital, lack of credit, lack of entrepreneurial desire by the younger generation, and the government, the overbearing government. Those four things have created this circular reference that's created the expansion creating startups aren't happening because of those four repressive factors. Folks, real economic expansion, more than 3% growth, will require a return to favorable entrepreneurship conditions, which we lost in 2008. I want you to think about that. If that's what you want to happen, I want you to think about that in the next election, 2016. Next week, by the way, I'm going to talk about some more about startups and a different kind of impact.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.